one, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and neilhaley.com and all those exciting places. And I'm excited to welcome to the president of Holy Wholesome, Dune Wentz. And we're excited, Dune, because it's National Pie Day tomorrow, but it will air on syndication tomorrow, so we'll say it's National Pie Day. And as a math guy, 3.14, and you probably could give me all the other numbers, Dune. Thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm terrific, thank you. Like, for me, every day is Pie Day.
Well, you got to bring some, send me some pie, Dune, and I'll make sure we can celebrate it together in so many ways, because, I mean, just absolutely, who would not want to have a nice piece of pie on Pie Day, you know?
Absolutely. You know, and I think the important thing for everybody to remember is that there's a misconception of pi r square. Mm-hmm. And that is absolutely wrong. Pi are round. Have you ever seen a square pie? No, they're round.
Right.
So who keeps on getting that messed up?
I don't know. And were you a mathematician ever, Dune? Did you ever study math and as one of the things in school? Was that a favorite subject of yours?
Yes. Math was a pretty good subject for me. I like math.
All right, so go ahead, Dune, and tell us some of your background, and then we're going to talk about Pi Day, and you're going to tell me some facts, some fun facts. I think you hit one already on at the beginning for us to know that r squared, the pi r's, that they're thinking squared when it's a pi is a circle. But go ahead.
Yes. So I'm an Holy Wholesome, and Holy Wholesome is baked foods for the natural marketplace. Now, I do like math, but I like food a lot better. And you know, our belief has always been that, you know, you should have the highest ingredient standards that you can for your food. It's what you put in your body. So people shouldn't be putting up, well, I don't think, a lot of artificial stuff in their body. So when we started Holy Wholesome, we thought that the people really deserve to have great natural and organic products, but they shouldn't have to sacrifice their taste standards for their ingredient standards. And that's why we made Holy Wholesome. And it's all about wholesome indulgence. What's more wholesome than pie?
Yeah.
So pies, pie shells, that's kind of the cornerstone of what we do. And we like to make people happy by putting some nice pie in their mouth or allowing them to make their own pie. And that's what Holy Wholesome does. And we've branched out to things that are maybe not just the regular fruit pie because we have our allergy-friendly, gluten-free pizza dough ball as well. So, you know, you can start out with your entree with a piece of pie, and you can finish it off with a great apple pie or blueberry pie or key lime pie or any kind of pie that you like.
Oh, my. You're getting me hungry already for some pie this early in the morning. But let's give me some fun facts about Pie Day, because, you know, when I first always thought it was 3.14, okay, now we know all these digits. Dune, but I think you have some pretty cool facts for us.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, as people probably know, pi is the ratio of a circle's circumference, the distance around a circle.
Right.
The ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter, the distance from edge to edge. So, you know, it's the most recognized constant. Certainly in math, and just about in everybody else, and probably the most important number in math. And the other thing that's interesting about pi is that it is a never-ending number. And I can't quote it that far out, but it's 3.141516. Blah 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 blah. Goes on and on,
yeah,
and on forever. And because it's 3.14, that's why March 14th is Pi Day, and I don't know of any other mass day that's celebrated around the world. So this is really a day for all the geeks and the nerds who love math, but it's also brings together the people who love food. So Pi, P-I-E, and Pi, what a wonderful, P-I, what a wonderful marriage.
That's great. How can listeners celebrate Pi Day and outside of the classroom?
you know, myself, I think I'm going to be celebrating Pi Day in about a foot of snow because the East is a blizzard. But, you know, so, you know, a lot of, like, my kids in their class on Pi Day, they get pizza on Pi Day. So we're going to be having it at home. We'll have our own pizza pie party. And, you know, we can measure the circumference of the diameter of the pizza and utilize Pi with that. You know, we've also done some fundraisers where we've raised money by charging $3.14 for everything, whether that's
great.
You know, two slices of pie or whether that's a snack pack. That's kind of a fun thing to do. You put a little bit of charity into your math. And then we've also done, which is a lot of fun, to do Pi Day scavenger hunt. So, you know, you use the hint. Everything relates to 3.14.
It does.
It's just a great time. Yeah.
It's awesome. And now people right now, you know, early in the morning, wherever they're listening all over the world, they want some pie right now to celebrate Pi Day. How can they pick up your pies? You talked about pizzas. You talked about the great dessert pies. Where can they go?
Well, you know, you can, most natural food stores, independent natural food stores, which is a great place to shop, carry our pie shells or our pies and or our pizza dough balls. We're also places like Whole Foods and the Fresh Market or Sprouts.
Oh, yeah.
A number of supermarkets like Wegmans or Kroger carry our products. You can go in and you can find our pie shells or our pies or even our pizza dough ball. And, I just forgot. The biggest thing to do on Pi Day for us and my family and our kids is to make pies. It is so easy to make a pie. So if you go out to your local natural food stores, you pick up a pie shell, an organic Holy Wholesome pie shell. You take it home, you grab some apples. It's really easy. Just peel and core the apples, throw them into a bowl, throw a little bit of sugar in, a little bit of cinnamon in. How much, doesn't really matter. Do it to taste, whatever tastes good. Then you just dump the apples in the pie shell. Take the other pie shell that comes with it, flip it and turn it over on top. Press the rims down, brush a little egg on top, put it in an oven at 385 for about 50 minutes. You're going to have a fresh-faced pie. It is so easy. Make a pie on Pie Day.
That's
that
great.
That would be everybody's mantra.
I love it. And so, and very interesting, you talk about Whole Foods. It's available. You're bringing up Kroger's and Wegmans, not in Pittsburgh. I mean, our listening audience, different places all over the world, especially the United States, can go to those places. I think Trader Joe's, does Trader Joe's carry you? That's a really big place.
Trader Joe's is a really cool store. They mainly do their own private label thing. So, sad to say, they don't carry Holy Wholesome Pie Shells. But in the Pittsburgh area, there's some great natural food stores. You know, a lot of independent natural food stores that definitely carry the product. And people can go on our website at www.holywholesome.com. And they can go to our store finder and find a store nearby that carries it.
Fantastic. And then for other places, they know all of the places you're talking about, for sure, Dune. And you're making me hungry. Definitely tomorrow, if we deal with the storm, I'm going to say, okay, I'll venture out really quickly, go to Whole Foods, go pick up the pie crust, and we'll get the apples, and we'll make it as a fun family activity. If we end up getting this hit as much as you are, Dune, we might get 1 to 3 inches, but you never know where that storm's, what happens with that storm tonight, for sure.
Well, I guess when your listeners are listening to this, they're going to know by then, aren't they?
Oh, they will, Dune. They will. And then they'll know today because, again, it'll be up available at neilhaley.com and on one of my podcast stations. So people will be hearing it today and tomorrow. So it just depends when people get it. Okay, Dune, but I appreciate you calling, and thanks for taking the time today. And everyone needs to check out holywholesome.com, and you're on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll be tweeting it out and everything. So be ready tomorrow, okay?
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Dune. Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.